Hey, I wanted to welcome you to our first webinar of 2017, and we're going to do a special webinar today. We're going to talk about creation meditation. Now, we touch on that a little bit in the Mudra Ashram Advanced Course for Meditation, but I wanted to give you a formal way to do this, and you may want to do this at the beginning of a calendar year, or for some of you, if you happen to have another type of year, like I have a very good friend, one of my former colleagues when I worked as an academic vocational counselor, she celebrated her new year at the beginning of spring. And other people will celebrate their new year in, I think the Jewish people celebrated in September, October. Whatever that new beginning is for you, this is a time in which you're going to do the creation process. You're going to let go of your old year and you're going to create your new year. So whatever that time for is, or even if it's not coordinated to a particular year, maybe it is that, oh, you've gone through a breakup, your life circumstances have changed, and you need to recreate what you're going to do in your life. See, in Mudra Ashram, we do not exclude the personality from the work. We do not exclude your human life from the work. We include it. And so making progress personally is as important in many respects for some of you as making progress spiritually. Because some of you need to make progress in the area of education. You need to make progress in the area of career or finance. Some of you need to work with emotional issues that are getting in your way. Whatever that is all part and parcel of the work. So we just don't give you a mantra and say, okay, now develop yourself spiritually. We give you tools to work on your personality. So this being said, the first thing I want to share today is a meditation that I call the creation meditation. So before we get started, I want to ask if there are any questions about this process, about the decision to recreate yourself, the decision to manifest certain things in your life, which are part and parcel of a creation meditation. Okay, so let's go ahead and do some meditation now, and I'm going to guide you into this. Now, we're going to go up to the level of the soul, and those of you who have now reached the third initiation and above, you will stop ascending at the monastic vortex. We're not going to take you all the way up to the monad or the white lotus or the astral soul or the supercosmic soul, the transcendental ensouling entity, or the soul, the bridge path. We're going to stop at the level of the monastic vortex. And why we do that is the monastic vortex is the place where the soul's thought is made manifest in human life and on the plenum, on the levels of the higher mind. So those of you who are not at that level yet, you're still working on going to the third initiation, you're going to go up to your soul. So let's go ahead and do a creation meditation. So very gently, I'd like for you to go ahead and use your sniff breath. Begin to collect your attention. You're going to collect your attention. it forms a ball, a sphere of the mind stuff. This is a state of you being present. State of being present is also called mindfulness. Now, I want you to become aware that you are at the very, very end of a thread of light. And along this thread of light are each of your vehicles of consciousness, each of the focal points and the seed atoms in which you contemplate the content of that vehicle of consciousness. And along this thread of consciousness is your system of chakras and your attentional principle. So what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to remember the nature of your attentional principle. So you're remembering where it dwells along this track of light. Now realize your attentional principle has the faculty of intention. This faculty of intention is able to move your attention. So summoning your intention, you're going to draw your attention along this thread of light, moving one focal point at a time. Body awareness center. Field of the senses. Body awareness. Feeling center. You notice your emotions that are rising in the present time. Mental center, where you're aware of your thoughts arising in the present time. Ego. You notice the different roles, the different identity states that you adopt. You may find as you contemplate the center that you're processing in one of those identity states. Maybe you're thinking about relationships. Maybe you're thinking about a hobby. Maybe you're thinking about something at work or some concerns that you have. The ego is always processing in the background, trying to resolve things, trying to achieve its desires. Moving your attention now to the preconscious, where you become aware of the impressions which are coming in from the subconscious mind, the memories and the ideas that are bubbling up. Say when you're in the state of reverie. And moving along the thread of light, using your intention, you're pulling your attention to the inner door. Now gently, you're going to push open the inner door. If you move through, move outside of the bubble of the conscious mind. Just notice this little bubble of your consciousness. Now, moving your attention along the time track, moving to the present time in memory, moving along the golden life narrative to your first conscious memory, moving beyond the first conscious memory, back through your personal unconscious, the time of birth. Moving back further, your embryonic life, the moment of conception. And now riding up the stream of light, following the thread of light, moving up into the presence of the atom of eternity. Are you able to witness your life from a detached viewpoint, seeing the whole thing from embryonic growth to the early stages of infancy to the time when you became an actor in your life? Even up to the present time. Now following the thread of light, moving your attention, moving yourself into the vehicle of the chakras, into the perineal center, moving upward, the 3.5 turns, moving into the opening of the spinal tube, and moving your attention into it, following the spinal tube up to the first of the chakras. So you gently breathe into that chakra. Allow it to open up, circulate its energy. Now as you gently move upward, moving up the spinal tube to the second of the chakras, the level of the navel. This is an inner body. This is not the physical body. This is a body of light. Chakras are centers of light. Now moving up the spinal tube to the third of the chakras. Allow the petals of that chakra to open up. Allow your energy to circulate. And now moving upward in the spinal tube up to the level of your breastbone. Allowing the heart center to open up. And now moving up the spinal tube to the throat chakra, where the torso meets the neck. And now moving upward along the spinal tube to the top of the neck, where it meets the skull, medulla center. And now moving up over the bump, coming to the point between the eyebrows where the nose meets the forehead. And now following the thread, which moves up at an angle, like the angle of the slope of a pyramid, moving up about a third of the way, coming to the presence of the attentional principle. And now gently moving your attention to the feet of your attentional principle. And now concentrating very finely, very minutely, you're going to move from the feet up to the head, your attentional principle. So you merge into the wave of consciousness that is at its core. So that you fuse your attention and your attentional principle. Now, very gently, as we call down the light from that highest principle within your consciousness, the soul, those of you who are building your bridge from the monad or the white lotus or the astral soul, even for some of you, even higher octaves. We're sending that light through as a living stream. And the light comes all the way down, directly next to your attentional principle. Now I want you to gently take a step into that light as the attentional principle, just drop into the light and let yourself ride up in the light, just like you're moving on an escalator, moving up vehicle by vehicle until you merge into the presence of the self. The self, which is at the core of the human personality. Which is the integrating center of the metaconscious mind. And now very gently, following the light on upward, upward through the vehicles of the subtle realm, emerging into your form at the top of the subtle realm. Just let yourself drop into the light. Let the light carry you. Light will carry you. Self be caught up. In the Bible, let yourself be raptured into the superconscious mind. You find a place where it feels like you walk in. This is the vehicle of the subtle realm. Now following the light, we move to your vehicle of consciousness. In the biophysical universe, you find there the pilgrim on the great etheric grid that moves across the whole earth, the winding of what are called the ley lines. And now moving upward into the presence of your form on the abstract mind plane, uniting with the inner genius within you. The inner genius which gives you proficiency and mastery in the area of sports and science and art and philosophy, that works with you to process your issues that are stored on the Akashic records. That enables you to tap into your soul's creative abilities and to align you with the great laws of life and mind and consciousness. Now, as you follow the light on upward, moving into the presence of your form in the psychic realm. The seven colored chakras glowing inner atom, some people refer to as the star seed. And now moving upward in the light, through each of your vehicles, the presence of the soul's essential vehicle. Those of you who have move beyond the third initiation. You're going to move into the presence of the monastic vortex. And now moving upward into the presence of the soul, those of you who are still working on the bridge to the third initiation. And as you touch this electric current, this energetic, blissful current that connects with your soul, and feel within you the presence of the divine, that inner word which declares, I am God. And now I want you to imagine that around the center there is a wheel. There are little segments on that wheel, and that little wheel has the different areas of your life. So I'd like for you to find that segment of the wheel that has your body, your physical body. And I'd like you to notice what affirmations, what you wish to create for your body. Do you wish to lose weight? Do you wish to get greater exercise? Do you wish to eat better? About the things that you want to create for your body. Just affirm them. Allow them to be seated in the ethers. And I want you to shift to your home environment. What do you want to have in your home? What do you want to have in your garden? In your external space around your home? I'd like you to go ahead and seed those. And now gently moving your focus to your vitality, your energy. And I'd like for you to go ahead and affirm what it is that you would like to create for your vital body, for your health, for your energy. And now, gently moving your focus to become aware of your emotions. Maybe you have some emotional issues you want to deal with. Maybe you're dealing with anxiety or depression or a rebellious, negative part of yourself. I'd like for you to go ahead and affirm what you would like to see for your emotional functioning, what you would like to create. Go ahead and put those affirmations in. And in this stage of the process, you want to have no concern as to whether or not they seem doable in your current stage of life, your current circumstances. You're going to see them. You're going to allow the power of your higher mind to create and manifest these things despite your circumstances, despite your situation. Now let's move around to your relationships. And I'd like for you to go ahead and to seed what you want for your relationships, to create and manifest what you want with your relationships with your siblings and your children, your relatives. and your significant other, your current in a relationship. Now I'd like you to move around the circle till you come to the segment that has to deal with your mental functioning. Maybe you want to improve your memory. Maybe you want to improve your ability to learn, retain knowledge. Maybe you want to have more efficient mental functioning. And go ahead and seed what it is that you want to create in this area of your life. Now I'd like for you to go ahead and move around to the next segment, which is where you become aware of your intellectual faculties. Notice what it is you want to learn, new skills you want to gain. And I'd like you to create those in your life. And moving now to the segment that governs your career. What would you like to manifest in your job or your home business? Maybe you're doing volunteer activities. What would you like to create and manifest in that area of your life? As you move to the next segment, the financial sector of your life, would you like to create and manifest for your finances? And now moving into the sphere of your social and your cultural life, you didn't notice what you would like to create concerning travel, vacations, music you might like to listen to, plays you want to see, movies you want to see. Maybe there are certain television programs you want to see. Certain things you want to do with your friends. Maybe certain places you want to visit. Visit a museum. Famous landmark. Just notice what you want to create in this area or zone of your life. As we continue to move around the circle, moving to your civic life, notice if you wish to create anything concerning being active in your community, your city, your district or county, or your state or province. Your nation, or maybe even internationally. Notice what you would like to create. If you so desire to do that, notice what you want to do. Now I want you to continue to move around the circle as you open up the band. It has to do with your moral life. And I'd like you to just notice Maybe there's certain behavior that you would like to change. I'd like you to see yourself acting in the way you want to act. Maybe changing your behavior so you're more in line with the person that you feel that you should be. Living up to the standard of your inner integrity. Being genuine. Being true to yourself. Notice what you want to create in this zone of your life. And now very gently, I'd like for you to notice what it is you would like to achieve spiritually. What level would you like to attain? How would you like to structure your meditation or prayer life? What areas would you like to work on to improve your spiritual skills? Maybe you need to develop the ability to concentrate better, or to see within or hear within, or to be able to listen to intuition, or to be able to commune with the inner guides and masters who supervise your spiritual development. Whatever it is for you, I want you to create and manifest what it is you want to achieve in this area. And finally, I want you to move to the last segment where you are in touch with your deepest and highest self. You are aware in this level of your soul purpose. I'd like you to affirm and create a way for you to bring this forward in your life. For you to be in touch with your soul purpose. For you to be an instrument of the gifts and abilities of your soul. Now, as you have seated in each of these areas, anchored in the inner plenum. Now I want you to just give these things over to your soul, your higher self, to make these manifest. Now you may not have the ability at the level of your ego to make these things possible. Maybe these are not capacities that are currently within the skills that you've built into your personality. But the superconscious mind is all accomplishing. And simply allow it to work and to create those circumstances, to create those experiences, to create those courageous moments in which you're willing to do something new, to be able to grow into, to live into this potential that you have seeded today. So now very gently, I'd like for you to move back into the light. Moving down from the soul's essential vehicle to the different vehicles of consciousness that you've opened. Psychic vehicle. The abstract mind vehicle of the biophysical universe, your form at the top of the subtle realm, and following the light stream downward through all the layers of the subtle realm, coming back to the consciousness of the self. allowing your awareness to close back down. You're aware of the self and moving downward now. The vehicles of the personality coming to the edge of the light. Now taking one step pituitary center. Now very gently, I want you to visualize that the light now lifts up into the presence of your soul or your white lotus or your astral soul or other higher octave of being that you've opened within you that is now your cutting edge of spirituality. In keeping with the meditation that you have just done, there's a second meditation that I want to introduce, and I simply call it New Year's Process. It's a way of looking back at your year, the way of looking forward. And it's a way of being grateful for what is. And then finally, it calls upon you to make a commitment to make these things real. So before I want to do this, I wanted to give you the opportunity to share. About your experience? Were you able to place a seed or affirmation in each area of your life? Even though perhaps your ego or your human self has said, that sounds impossible, I don't know how I would ever do that. Be able to seed that, be able to set that in motion. So one of you shares that you witnessed the seeds of your affirmation as brilliant, ecstatic spheres of illumined potential, spheres of your soul's creation, the different creations that your soul makes with each area of your life. Some of you are affirming, yes. One of you shares that this is a powerful meditation. You saw a little form of light in the middle of the wheel at the end of the meditation, and it sent a light to each of the segments of the wheel, and it started spinning and merged into the soul. And one of you recognized that there was a common thread, was a desire for improvements relating to your meditation. And you will find the central themes of your life. And we're going to explore this in the next process that we do. Talk about what are those themes. So let's move into the next process. I simply call it the New Year's process. One of you also remarks that you realize as you did this that certain things that were important to you before are no longer important to you. That's why you want to do this from time to time. You know, maybe you want to do this once a year. Maybe you want to do this once every 2 years. Or when you have a major change in your life, you want to recreate. So let's do the New Year's process. The first part is called looking back. And I want you to think about your year. You may not remember all of it. I keep a diary for that purpose so that I can identify the key things that I did during the year. But I want you to get a sense about what did you do? What did you actually experience during the year? Just take a moment to gather that information. Allow that information to reveal itself to you. Allow your subconscious mind to call that up for you. I want you to notice what you achieved. You set some goals. Which goals did you accomplish? What did you learn? How did you expand your abilities and your knowledge? Who did you love and serve? How did you expand or sustain your circle of friendships? What did you create? How did you express your soul's gifts? Next, what did you discover? What personal insights did you have? What key spiritual insights did you have? And how did you grow and evolve? What new personal milestones did you reach? What new nodal points did you open? Now that you've done your seeding, I want you to bring this down to your conscious awareness so that you're making yourself aware in what ways do you intend to improve yourself physically, your health, your home environment, maybe acquisitions of things to enhance your productivity and the enjoyment of your life. Going to bring into your awareness now, in what ways will you improve yourself emotionally? So this may involve resolving emotional issues, caring for your family, and nurturing your key relationships. Allow it to come into your awareness. Soul reveal itself to you. In what ways will you improve yourself mentally? What new knowledge will you acquire? What skills will you learn? How will you enhance your professional confidence and expertise? In what ways will you improve yourself socially? How will you improve yourself in the social, cultural, and civic life in the world around you? Maybe there are certain experiences that you've been wanting to have. You haven't been able to do them up to now. Maybe you'll do them in this coming year. Just notice how you're going to improve yourself. In what ways will you improve yourself personally? So how are you going to better live your values to achieve integrity? How will you enhance your productivity and effectiveness in your career and your finances? And how will you move closer to full personal actualization? Have you thought about what that would be like? You to fulfill your full human potential. What would that mean? Now, in what ways are you going to improve yourself spiritually? What spiritual progress do you intend to make? What new insights, what new virtues and compassion, what new spiritual ability do you intend to actualize, to bring into manifestation in your life, to express it? Make this a year of great spiritual progress. We're going to spend some of your time consolidating what you've learned and working to make yourself a better human being. If it's for you, that's what's important. And finally, in what ways will you improve the world? How are you going to make a difference in the lives of others? How will you serve others? So these are your intentions. You're allowing your soul to shed its light into these areas of your life to show you what it's going to manifest. But it's very important that you simply realize that even if you're struggling in your life right now, if there are things that are going on that are difficult for you, things that are maybe emotionally painful for you, maybe you're having some health difficulties right now, maybe you're struggling financially, maybe you're having some difficulties in making apparent progress in your meditation. Regardless of these obstacles, these hindrances that you experience, you need to acknowledge what you feel grateful for. What is working? So I'd like for you to take a moment and just notice the good things about your body and your health. You feel grateful for that. That's present with you. And notice the good things about your circle of friends and your relationships. Notice what you feel grateful for. And now notice the good things that you've learned and the positive career experiences that you've had. And notice what you created and how your skills and abilities have grown. And notice the insights and the realizations that you've had and how this has shaped you to become the person you are today. And feel your gratitude for having had those experiences, having had those insights. And now just notice where you are today in the spiritual path. Where's your soul on the continuum? Or if you're in a higher octave, monad or the white lotus or the astral soul or the super cosmic soul, transcendental souling entity, or the soul of the bridge path, depending on where you are in the process of transmuting great matrix of karma, turning it into light, turning it into wisdom and love and abilities. Be of service. And just feel the gratitude for all these things, for all these good things that are with you now. Now, have you looked into the past? And you've looked into the future? And you look to the present. It's where you are right now. And so, knowing about all this that has happened and where you are now, notice what you're going to create for your year ahead. And I want you to notice those things that are really priorities for you. That maybe things might come up that may interfere with you accomplishing everything you desire this year. But I want you to really focus on what is crucial for me to do in this year. What is crucial? What are your A priorities? And now I want you to just notice how you will ensure this is done. It's not going to magically happen. It's not going to drop out of the sky. So how will you ensure that this is done? Even if there are obstacles, even if people don't believe in what you're doing or doubt you, even though you may experience inner resistance, how will you ensure that those priority goals are done? And having looked at all these things, having set the goals, having reviewed your year, having looked to those goals that you intend to manifest in the future, in this year, in the space of this year, and acknowledging and being grateful for where you are and all the good things that are in your life right now. If there's anything you wish to pray concerning these things, I'd like for you to go ahead and pray it now. And if there's anything that you need to affirm concerning these things, I'd like for you to affirm it now. And if you need to make a resolution, if you need to use the force of your will to ensure that these things are made manifest, I wish that you may resolve it at this time. And I want you to bring into your consciousness by visualizing what you aim to achieve in your personal life. And I want you to see yourself achieving each goal. Even though the way may not be clear for you, even though there are many missing pieces, maybe the support isn't there right now, maybe the finances aren't there right now, whatever those things are, I want you to just see yourself, visualize yourself achieving that goal. Seeing those things are just going to come into place naturally for you, just in the course of doing what you need to do. And I want you to get in touch with your aspiration, which you aspire to achieve in your spiritual life. And I want you to make the commitment right now, your sacred commitment to yourself, that you are going to achieve that station on the path. Now we've set the seeds. We've looked at the past year. We've looked at what we want to bring into the new year. You noticed the progress we've made and what we're grateful for. And we have aligned all of the aspects of our being. So I want you to anchor this with your word of power and intend within, using the power of creation, drawing all your forces together, saying, and so may this be. And so may it be. Just allow yourself to bring that soul force in the manifestation. And I want you to realize in the core of you that what you seek already exists now in its fullness in eternity. And I want you to acknowledge, and so it is. And this concludes our New Year's process meditation. You learned about soul creation today. And you've learned about doing a process to help you fully anchor and to make those things real in the coming year. I want you to take these things with you. Now, before we close our recording today, I wanted to refer you to one of the other handout that I gave you a link to in my follow-up email to you. And it's something called evaluating how well you are meeting your personal needs. And I'm going to give this to you for homework. And I want you to rate yourself from 1 to 5 in each of these areas of your life. To do an honest inventory and to begin to be open to improving yourself in each of these areas in which you are, in which you need to make more progress, in which you need to have more growth. So I'm going to leave this to you as your homework.